We do this every Thursday, Joe, at 10:50. It's our staple on the world's most dangerous midday show, and it's Am I the Jerk? If we've been doing it every day, no, that's Joe Trahan, not the
Tuesday. Yes. Tuesday at 12:30.
That's Tuesdays, yeah. But we've been just doing this so we can get everyone kind of equipped on what we do on our program if they haven't listened. And hopefully they have enjoyed it. And I have a couple of here that we can throw out and see who is the jerk. All right, you guys ready? This is from Mark. He says, Invasion Team. Need some clarification on this issue that happened yesterday. I'm driving in my neighborhood. We have two stop signs that no one adheres to. People blow through them all the time if no cars are around. No biggie, right? Anyway, I'm in my hood. I approach the stop sign. I pull to a complete stop and put my left hand turn signal on as I see a car approaching from the other direction, about five or six car lengths in the other direction. As the car approaches, he does not slow down and blows right through the stop sign. As he passes, I see a grin on his face. Immediately as I get home, I log into our local community app and post about the incident. I get several responses that I was in the right and some telling me to let it go. WTH, are neighborhood stop signs optional in regard to driving? Ugh.
They're definitely not optional. Like, they're not optional. But there are some that are situated in some areas that you can maybe do a more of a yield than a stop. But if you're grinning at somebody as you drive by them, bro, you suck.
I'll tell you what, five or six car lengths and then you don't stop as someone's at the stop sign, that's pretty bad.
Is completely out of friggin' bounds. No, you're not the jerk for posting it. Because here's the other thing, right? What if it's a newbie to the neighborhood and then you got a wreck? It's actually just the guy grinning is an idiot. I'm sorry.
Just past jerk.
Wear that.
Past jerk and not an idiot. Now, one thing I probably wouldn't do is post on the neighborhood.
It's a very old person thing to do.
I mean,
you and your checks. I'm surprised that you're coming up with this stance.
Hey, I didn't have anything to do with this.
Wow. Donovan catching strays.
I'm just the messenger here, Travis.
I'm calling him like I see him. All right.
Wow.
Just putting all my data together.
I'll tell you what, though. I have posted on there once.
Okay, see?
Listen to the reason.
Okay.
And maybe you'll see why, if it was okay if I did it or not.
Okay.
So I'm at home on a Sunday after church. In my living room when I physically had the newspaper. And the newspaper's in front of me and I'm...
You're not helping. You're an old person.
I have an
argument.
It's supposed to be an iPad.
I totally have the newspaper open like an old person. I really do. But I do have cameras around the house, right? Uh-huh. So about 5 minutes later, my neighbor knocks on my door and says, hey, there were like four guys like looking at your car inside your car in the back. And if I just had the newspaper down, I would have seen it, but I didn't. So I got the footage from the camera and then I posted it on the neighborhood thing. I had my car covered and they lifted up the cover looking inside my car. Yeah. Like I were going to take what was inside and take the car.
I'm surprised
that's a public
didn't.
Service. That's a public service, bro. You got to post. That's
thank
public.
You.
I'm surprised that, you didn't helping the print out the photos and post them around the neighborhood.
Put them on
the telephone pole.
Right next to the lost corgi. Looking for four gentlemen that might be rifling through your belongings.
Put them on all the doors in the neighborhood.
Just muttering as you walk
with
down the street.
With my number on there. Oh, yeah, give me course. A call. Reward. Shut up, Travis.
Full transparency. I would definitely, if I were the guy in this situation, I would definitely post it if I did not have my present job. But because I do... I don't want to come off as a jerk, so I let it go. But I am telling you right now, if it was anonymous Joey T, I'd post it because he wore that, man.
There are some stop signs in neighborhoods that are probably understood more of yield than sign.
If there's no car
because
around.
There's one in my neighborhood that is totally a yield sign. But it's just right to the, like you have no business. The only business you have of going through that stop sign, you either live in my cul-de-sac or you're delivering a package. That's it.
So we have that exact same situation, no stop sign. There's no stop sign on the like exit to our part of the neighborhood to the street. Now there's like a dead end right there. So like up against trees. So there's nobody coming from that side.
Right.
But do you think when people turn left onto my street that they perfectly nail it onto the far right side, or are they just kind of going however they want?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people almost just getting blown away trying to leave the neighborhood.
I guess it's just, it's a matter of safety. And if there are, you know, people outside, or, you know, there are going to be cars, or there's a certain amount of traffic, then you definitely 100% stop. If, you know.
No cop, no stop.
5 to 6 car lengths, though. That seems that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
To blow through a stop sign when someone's just sitting there seems egregious.
It's pretty crazy.
Right. It is. Okay, I don't think we did this. This is, he didn't write his name, so I'm not going to say it. My fiance asked me if it would be okay if she spent the night at her mom's and I would be okay alone at the house. But then she called me at 10 p.m. to say she had forgotten her clothes, so she needed to come home so she would do that some other time. Am I the jerk if I sounded almost disappointed and honestly was that she was coming home since I was looking forward to being alone for the night, watching the baseball game, and getting to sleep in our nice new bed alone for a night?
So that's why he didn't leave his name. He didn't want his wife to somehow find out about this.
You, sir, are 100% not a jerk.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, not even close to being one.
Nah, dude, you're in the clear. This is every one of us when this situation comes down.
And you know what? Flip the script.
Yes, they'd be
the same.
She
would be very disappointed if you were going to be out and she had this whole night planned and then you said, well, I left my clothes. No, you know, no. I'll bring the clothes to you.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That's where I thought you were going.
I don't care how. I will, whatever you need, I will bring them to you so I can get back home and do nothing in my own house.
Does he pack her a bag today and be like, now go to your mom's tonight?
It's time. You said exactly. It's that time now.
Starts nagging her. Hey, when you going to your mom's?
Right. Because
what's that going to happen?
You know that she'll forget it. Oh, I'll just go some other time. No. Every couple looks forward to having the house to themselves. If it's for a night, if it's for 4 hours, if it's for anything. And when those plans change, it throws a wrench into what you're thinking in your mind process.
You do have to hold it together somewhat when they get back home,
though.
Do you? You don't have to be a total jerk to them. You can be upset about it, and that doesn't make you a jerk, but you can't be a douche around the house just because they came back. Now, I don't know that they would, the opposite side, the female side, would reciprocate that, but that's good points right there, is just being nice when they get back home.
The one time of year that I believe my wife looks forward to, and I don't think it's any reflection on our relationship because we're fine. We're good. But training camp?
Go ahead.
Boy, she loves it.
And she has a yearly trip, too, that you look forward to, right?
Hey, that's what it's all about. Make me miss you.
She's calling Kat like, can they do 2 weeks this year? Get him out of here.
Let's go. No, you know what? I'm going to go a day early. Okay. I mean, there's no complaint at all.
That's great. You want to go 2 days early? That's fine.
She always tells me the kitchen closes, like nothing's getting done because she's at home by herself and she loves it. And it goes both ways. Again, I'm not just pointing out, you know, just the dude's going to be happy. The female is definitely happy. If I say I'm going to play around a golf.
Absolutely.
She knows it's like 5 or 6. Yes. She has the whole house. But if I say, no, I'm not going to go, I bet you something inside of her goes, boy, I sure had a couple things planned around here, so thought I had the house to myself.
There is a kid asterisk on this as well. The kids change the math.
That Chad definitely changes the calculus.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well,
now, if you can get those kids with a babysitter, then she's like, get out of this house. Leave me
alone.
Okay,
that's true. That's true. It does. Because if you leave them alone with the kids, then that's
right.
that's not being at home by themselves. Yes. Right. Yeah.
But you get those kids to a grandparents.
Yeah. You have a chance for the whole house to yourself. People relish that. They cherish those moments. So, no, sir, you are a hero.